There's no better place to explore how U.S. foreign policy impacts women around the globe than Afghanistan. The U.S. has spent more on women in Afghanistan than in any other country in the world, $1.5 billion since 2001, according to reporter Amy Farris-Rotman. She's with The Wall Street Journal, but previously in Afghanistan, she founded Sahar Speaks. That's an organization that mentors women journalists there. Amy, an analysis you co-wrote recently says that despite all the U.S. government spending on programs for women in Afghanistan and a decade of U.S. presence there, the reality faced by women in Afghanistan has barely changed. So let's start with that obvious question. What has that money gone to?
This is the million-dollar question, and I think the money was not spent in the way it was meant to be spent, in the sense that a lot of it may have reached some women, it may have reached some female programs, empowerment programs. However, the main issue is there wasn't really a very good thorough checking to actually see and monitor the work that has been going on in Afghanistan. So that's one problem. Another problem is the money did also disappear into the pockets of people on the ground because of corruption, but also because of poorly managed projects.
We speak about, you know, basic human rights for women. I mean, is it realistic to think the U.S. can intervene to prevent violence against women and girls in a place like Afghanistan?
Well, I mean, is it realistic? I think it's realistic that a rich country can try and help the situation on the ground for women and children. I do think, yes, the U.S. could have done a much better job than they did, and they had the resources to do it. I don't want to poo-poo all the programs that have been happening in Afghanistan, of course. There has been some change as well, positive change. A lot of money has been spent in Afghanistan on business programs, empowering women to run businesses, empowering women to be able to become managers. And the reality on the ground is very different. Afghan women are generally not interested in becoming managers, not interested, you know, in how we can do a master's degree in business. We're interested in much more basic things, which is how I'll be able to walk down the street unharassed and how I'll be able to protect myself from violence, because the rule of law in Afghanistan does not protect them. This was, for some bizarre reason, overlooked.
Could they have done a better job if they weren't thinking about turning women into kind of business managers?
Absolutely. I think that they didn't really understand from the get-go what they were really meant to be doing in Afghanistan, the U.S., I mean, in terms of improving the lives of women. You know, improving the lives of Afghan women became this sort of litmus test for major nations getting involved in Afghanistan. George Bush essentially said it was one of the main reasons that the U.S. invaded Afghanistan, overthrew the Taliban. Yet things were not being done properly on the ground. In terms of violence against women, the U.S. should have made this more serious in their dealings with the Afghan government. They failed to do this. Other governments did manage to do it. Only very small countries such as Norway, they actually threatened the Afghan government and said, if you do not change the situation on the ground to do with violence against women, we will withhold our aid. The United States never did that.
So are women still in Afghanistan kind of an afterthought? I mean, the cynics would look at this and say, wow, it was a huge talking point. George W. and Laura Bush were talking about it. Jay Leno's wife got him talking about Afghan women on his show. I mean, the cynics would say that, hey, after the Taliban, any money would look great helping women.
I think that is kind of the thinking that people were going on. They were thinking, we're throwing money around, doesn't really matter if we monitor it, doesn't really matter if we check what happens to it. We're sending it there and only good can come out of that. And of course, that proved to be a disaster. I mean, there are parts of Afghanistan where women say they live exactly the same as they did under the Taliban.
So bottom line, Amy, $1.5 billion over a decade in Afghanistan, well spent or not very well spent?
I always think it's better to spend and to try change the situation than to do nothing. There are some success stories. We can't deny that. There has been a better situation for women in urban centers. There are better literacy rates. Healthcare has become better. Again, we're talking about urban areas. In terms of the countryside, women's lives are practically unchanged, if anything, more violent than they were before. However, I do think that the United States shouldn't have done or entered Afghanistan in the way they did with the approach they had for gender. It was a lot of money misspent, and Afghan women still have a long, long road to go on before they can talk about really improved rights.
Wall Street Journal correspondent Amy Ferris-Rotman speaking with us from London. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.